Thou hast exalted above the earth my dwelling place, O Lord. The Most High hath sanctified his own dwelling place. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the first Friday of December, children, so we're offering the votive mass of the Sacred Heart along with benediction and our Holy Communion of Reparation as usual. But today we have the feast day of one of the virgin martyrs of Advent and of the winter season, and her name is Bibiana, which in English would be Vivian, because sometimes when you go from one language to another, the V can become a B and the B can become a V. And St. Vivian, we'll call her. Well, she's the patroness of single women living in the world. Someone had that idea, and I think that's a very nice idea. And she's also the patroness of hangovers, but that's another story, and also of head diseases and epilepsy. St. Vivian's father was named Flavius, and he had a very important government job in Rome at the time when everybody was surprised, because things were going so well, when all of a sudden the emperor apostatized and declared that he was a pagan, and Christians were in very low favor. Indeed, they were hated and blamed for lots of things unfairly. So the new emperor sent a new prefect in charge of the city of Rome, and this new prefect was named Apronianus, and he had some eye problems, and he lost his sight in one eye, and he blamed the Christians, and he accused them of practicing witchcraft or magic, which of course is just a lie. But if you practice the true faith, people will get suspicious of you and will probably tell some lies about you. And so that was their excuse for persecuting the Christians, and Apronianus decided he was going to get rid of a very holy family who were living in Rome, and Flavius was the father and father of our saint today, and his wife's name was Daphrosa, and they had two girls, and one was Demetria, and the other was our saint, Saint Bibiana, or Vivian, as I say. Well, when the new pagan ruler got to Rome, he decided to get rid of Flavius right away. And so he was arrested, and he was branded over all of his face and sent off, and he died of his wound pretty soon afterwards. And then for a while, it was just the mother, Daphrosa, and the two girls in the house, and they cut off their supplies pretty much. And then the mother was taken away, and she was martyred. Now it was just the two girls by themselves, and they had to live 5 months with hardly anything in the house. They couldn't go out or do any shopping, and I suppose they had some canned goods or things like that, you know, people manage when they're in distress. But they fasted, and they prayed, and they tried to stay very, very close to our Lord. Well, one day, the soldiers came for them, and the two girls were marched off to see this wicked judge, Apronianus, and Demetria boldly stood up before the judge and she said, "Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He's our Lord." And then she died. Our Lord didn't want her to suffer any more than that, and she went straight to heaven. Well, Vivian, poor Vivian, was left all by herself. No mother, no father, and now not even a sister to be with her. How hard that was for her. But you know, she was very brave. She had the graces of her baptism and her confirmation. And she was, what, about 12 maybe? 13? That's all. Well, she was sent to see a wicked woman whose name was Rufina in order that she would become wicked herself. And she tried to tempt her. She'd said, "Well, you know, you're a very pretty girl. I think you'd look very nice in these earrings." And she had some big dangly kind of earrings, kind of vulgar looking to wear. "And here's some rings for your fingers, and look at this dress. Wouldn't you like to try this on?" But it was an immodest dress. Well, in high heels, you absolutely have to come tottering around in high heels. That's just the thing. Well, our saint politely but firmly said no to everything. And then the wicked woman threatened her. But that didn't make any difference either. She was brave and strong. After all, she and her sister had been praying and fasting for 5 months. And so then, finally, they gave up on her. They thought, harumph, we're never going to convert her to our ways and make her be wicked and a devil worshiper and things. And so she was beaten. And they just kept on beating her until she died. It must have been a hard death to endure that beating, but it is a death that opened up the door to heaven. And think of it, children, after all of these years, we still honor her. Well, the Romans, for a final touch with the pagans, would throw the bodies of the martyrs out in the street, and wild dogs were supposed to come and finish them off, but no animal would touch her holy body. And that night a priest came under cover of darkness and carried her away and buried her with the rest of the family in their house. And then later on, a few centuries later, came a holy pope named Saint Simplicius, and he made their house into a basilica. And that's how we have the feast day still today. And in the Mass of a virgin martyr that Father read this morning at the 8 o'clock, well, in that Mass, our Lord says, well, first of all, the martyr says that you have made my house your own dwelling place. And then our Lord says, and I've sanctified your dwelling place. Do you remember last month, children, we had the dedication of churches and the dedication of our church, and we thought about how our Lord made St. Gertrude's heart his dwelling place? Well, this first Friday, I want you to remember that Jesus wants to sanctify your house. He wants to turn it into a church. That is to say, well, you have the Sacred Heart enthroned in your home, don't you? And you say your prayers in your home, don't you? Especially in Advent wreath too now. And at your home is where you probably face most of your battles to be good and to obey God's commandments and to love your parents and to be obedient to them and say your prayers and everything else. Our Lord wants to dwell in your home, and he wants to dwell in the home, in the house of your little heart. Poor Jesus, as we offer up our reparation to the Sacred Heart today, maybe we could think about our Lord, how he's been thrown out of so many places. And even the hearts of children who didn't receive him so long before, he gets thrown out of those hearts too, because they're just too busy for our Lord, and they don't even come to his Mass on Sunday. It's all very sad. But our Lord wants reparation to his Sacred Heart. Won't you offer your communion today and your heart to Jesus? Dear Jesus, please come in. Be my Lord. Be my God. I give you my heart. That way, when it's time for our Lord to be born on Christmas in Bethlehem, and they say there's no room for him in the inn, and St. Joseph was so sad because they slammed the door in our Lord's face, our Lord won't be quite so sad, because he'll think, oh, I have your heart, and I can come there, and I can be safe. I'll make your heart my home. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.